If it's Monday and if we're already energized, it's time to talk to Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art? The world has warmed up considerably, and that's going to make everything look a little bit better. Good morning there, sunshine.
I am doing well. We have art, which also energizes us. Art and James Brown.
What a perfect combination. There's nothing we can't tackle today.
We are ready for the world. And Tuesday, there's a really special screening, a virtual screening by the folks from WDSE, our beloved public television station in town, called In This Place. It'll air, the show will air later in March, but they're having a special online screening on Tuesday at 7. And they'll have a Q&A with the directors and producers afterwards. And it's a whole series. There's four really talented filmmakers, a couple from around here, a couple from greater Minnesota, who have followed stories of folks who are indigenous to our community and folks who are immigrants to our community. And it's exploring, you know, what is origin and immigration, and four films about four really amazing stories. One of them is by Megan McGarvey. She's a director who's now in the Twin Cities. She graduated from UWS, and she has her short, so it's four sort of shorter films that make up this larger documentary. Hers is called Unweaving, and it's about the public art sculpture and that I talked a lot about this fall. Keo Baofeng, who is an architect, an artist, a jeweler, a public sculptor, who has this public art project that was in the Sister Cities garden and is now on view in near Minneapolis. And it was a weaving structure that was partially about the Karelian fever that happened in the 1930s. 6,000 Finnish Americans left for Karelia, Russia, to build this utopia that really never came to fruition, and it was built on some nefarious practices It didn't turn out the way that folks were planning, and I think that the art piece really expresses that in an interesting way, and I'm excited to see how Megan explores that. Another one, Mike Schultz is a documentary filmmaker in town. He has a piece in that, and it is about Arshia Khan, who is a professor at UMD. She's a robot researcher, and she creates these robots to help with geriatric patients and to help as companion robots to folks who want to live independent lives. And there's a lot of really interesting design questions that come up in her work, like how do we relate to other people? How do we relate to inanimate objects? How do you design them in a way that is accepting? And I'm really curious to see how her experience as an immigrant to the United States helps her understand and create helper robots that are helpers. So I'm excited that the filmmakers will be there for Q&As on Tuesday at 7. Thursday, the Embassy and ITAR are on Twitch. So this is a platform that I'm familiar with mostly because of gamers. Twitch is a platform that, you know, video gamers watch other video gamers play video games. It's a world I have not explored too much, but I love that the Embassy and ITAR are using this platform as a way to connect DJs and live artists. So they are doing pairings on the last Thursday of every month where they bring together a DJ that plays live and an artist that paints live. So then has this virtual dance party. So you can set up your living room as a club and party starting Thursday at 8 o'clock with these folks, but also have live art because.
So you could pretend you were at a fundraiser and Adam Swanson was creating like a fox right in front of you.
Right. Well, Emily Koch is the artist on Thursday, and she is just fantastic. I'm so excited that she has this platform. because she has 19, it's like 1950s housewives gone into a disco ball and then came out the other side. They're really fantastic. The kind of colors she chooses and the kind of expressions they have. There's even some skeletons that become mixed in there. Think skeletons in the closet. She'll be painting alongside DJ Sox, which I think is a really wonderful name for a DJ as well. I have no idea the kind of music, but if I know the kind of artwork, if it's paired with Emily's work, it's going to be really fun. So, if you are already enjoying virtual events and sort of outside the box thinking around the arts, the planetarium, the Allworth Planetarium on the campus of UMD is doing a couple Facebook Live events this week. One of them on Saturday at 7 p.m. is Learning from Light. So a lot of the way that we understand the universe has to do with the light that is reaching us and has to do with how we can interpret the light that is reaching us. And when we think about the arts, you know, I teach the history of photography and impressionism, and, you know, a lot of those movements were based around how we see light, right? Photography is painting with light. So I just love sort of expansive thinking. A lot of what artists and painters do is they look at light and think about, you know, how that works and how to reflect that in their work. And scientists are doing the same thing, right? They're looking at light. So I love when art can intersect and sort of just spread, and are that at its base, it's wonder and curiosity in the world, which, you know, can be enjoyed in all sectors. And that's our week in art, Lisa.
A week it is indeed. Annie, thanks a million. Let's talk again next week, shall we?
Sounds good. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.